Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, Steelers-Ravens game. It is for the division. I think a fair question is, how important is winning the division? And I don't. And this is not revisiting the conversation about the symbolism or the value you put on being able to call yourself AFC North. I mean it now as a discussion about what it will or won't do for them as a threat to win playoff games and possibly get to another Super Bowl. Because I can tell you right now, my feeling on them is that I do think they need a home playoff game to make any kind of noise. I don't think the road less traveled like the 05 Steelers or the 07 Giants or the 2020 Brady Bucks team.
They can't hoe that road.
I don't think this team has it in them. And I also right now don't think that the Houston road game is still the easiest path to ending the playoff drought. Because for as shaky as CJ Stroud has been this year, and I also question, you know, the authenticity of Houston's record because they're in the worst division in football, the AFC South. They do have the second most sacks in the NFL this year, and they have stymied great offenses like the Bills and Lions.
Well, they also have something that even if with a healthy George Pickens, they also have the kind of player
Stingley
who can take a healthy George Pickens and limit him. I think Stingley's one of the handful of best corners.
He's going to probably be a first or second team.
I mean, if people did not see what he did to Tyreek Hill when they played the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill might be getting like close to washed status. Have you noticed that? Like he's talking about like his career being over soon.
Tyreek Hill doesn't have a catch over 30 yards since week one.
It's kind of weird. So he's not usual Tyreek Hill, but Stingley just bottled him up, man.
He had two picks, I think.
And the second one is one of the most impressive plays you will see a corner make.
That looked like the Peyton Wilson interception against the Ravens.
So I would generally agree that they have gotten weirdly a little more fearsome. I was just trying to look up while you were bringing all this up, Mike Tomlin's postseason record on the road. I know it's worse than it is at home. Like that's one thing for sure to just think about already.
He's 2-5 on the road in the playoffs. Black.
What's that red one? Size? Oh, that red one. Oh.
That looked good, Donnie. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Oh, I'm with a big fan.
What logo is this again?
No. It's just a very nice logo. I was going to say Pine Valley in New Jersey, the most exclusive course in the United States.
I'm sworn to secrecy on it. That's fine. So your bottom line is they do need the division playoff games?
I do think that it would help them immensely to have a home game, yeah. Like, I think that locally.
So is that saying yes or no?
Yes,
confused.
I think they need the division. Okay. I think it would be. I think now you look at like last night's game, I feel validated in my, I'd rather see the Broncos than the Chargers, but it's not like that game was a rout. Herbert went God mode late. Knicks and those guys were in the mix, though. You know what I mean? Like, both of those teams look tough. My point is, like, when people were saying they don't need to win the division because, well, they can beat Baltimore. They've proven what they can do against
Jackson. Feels like a coping mechanism to me right now.
Right. Like, I just, I still.
Feels like a way to, like, justify a slide at the end of the year and not playing well against big opponents in a tough schedule is how that comes across.
I mean, there's definitely some of that. I just, while there is definitely going to be pressure on them, because if they get a home game, because it's not like going into Buffalo with Mason Rudolph and it's a house money game, or even going in with Roethlisberger against Mahomes in his final game, and it's like, well, if you keep this close for three quarters, it almost feels like a moral victory. I think there would be some pressure if they're playing a home game. Hey, there's an expectation you win this game regardless of who your opponent is. Like, come on. But I think the team won't be feeling that external pressure. I think they would want to be at home. What's their record? Well, they have lost to the Cowboys at home this year, but that's it, right? Am I blanking on? They lost to the Browns in Cleveland.
Yep.
They lost to Indy in Indy.
Yep.
And they lost to the Eagles in Philly. So there you go. Three losses.
They needed a guy with a sprained nutsack to catch a last second touchdown to lose at home.
Right. And that was a Fields game still.
Donnie, do the Steelers need to win the division to win a playoff game?
Oddly, I don't think they absolutely need to win the division to pull it off. I think a Steelers team at close to full health. I would give them a puncher's chance if they had to go back into Baltimore. I would definitely give them a chance if they had to go into Houston. If you're talking KC or Buffalo, no. I'm ruling that out. But I at least think there's a shot
then?
Against two of them.
Let me ask you a question about that then, because I've heard Starkey say that. He said, I'd rather them be completely healthy, and who cares about – well, not who cares. But I don't want to put words in his mouth. He gets mad about that.
I never said that, Pony.
It's all about health. Then shouldn't he take umbrage with Watt playing tomorrow?
Unless you think Watt really cannot act.
Why not just go the Kabali route then?
Like complete shutdown?
Which is rest Watt, rest Pickens, and make sure they're 100%
healthy.
So
just have them not play at all?
Yeah.
I think there's a legit rebuttal to that, though.
The rust of not
yes.
playing?
Yes. Like, I don't think now, Watt didn't work out with the team for an entire offseason, so you could throw that back in my face. But
okay, do you think Watt's completely healthy right now?
I think he's probably like 90%+.
Okay, so he's not healthy.
But is it an injury that's going to, A, get better right like to 100% if he doesn't play this game? And also, probably more importantly, is it an injury that is really going to get worse if he plays?
Yes.
How do we know that?
Because everybody who's like... I'm not saying this is some kind of elite athlete, but when you try to play on an ankle sprain, even if it's not the dreaded high ankle sprain like Mahomes, mm-hmm. playing on an ankle sprain doesn't make an ankle sprain better, and it doesn't just stay the same the entire game. The way you're moving around and bending your ankle and your foot and stuff can absolutely make it worse. Why do you think ankles get taped, and why do you think they have braces put on them in situations like this? Because if you don't, there's a chance you make it worse. If not, then you would just say, hey, go out there willy-nilly and just do it the way you always do, because it's always going to be this. It's going to remain the same. That's not true. I mean, I think he's healthy enough to play. And I think it's an important enough play in a big enough. I think it's a big enough game and an important enough game for him to play. I don't think he's like completely battling where he's got one leg, but he's normal.
Here's the injury thing, and here's why, like, specifically winning the division and winning it this week, you can serve both masters. You win the division, you win this game, you can ask TJ Watt in good conscience.
Bingo. That's what I mean.
That's like, the whole point. Like, if you really do believe health is actually paramount for this team and you want to rest their guys, if you're Kabali, I'll throw this at Kabali later, and he'll probably try to, you know, execute some artful dodge.
Like, Mark thinks right now it's a bad idea to play pins against Kansas City.
Okay, I'm just going to say that, well, okay, hold on now. Different story. If they win this game, then you can probably sit Pickens for one more.
I would.
You definitely can. You can just say, George, we'll get you back out against Cincinnati.
I absolutely
You're gonna
would
get
sit
all
him against
this.
The Chiefs.
Do you think there's a part of Pickens that's like, this is a Christmas Day game, it's a national game, I want to show out?
Probably, but he's not. It's not. I understand he's going to want a new contract in the offseason, but I also don't think you... We've done this before with Antonio.
George's people should
keep a silly streak going.
George's people should tell him he doesn't need to play in this game to earn a new contract. He needs to just look at the team's box scores.
Bingo! By his mere absence, he's earned himself.
He's good. He's fine. By the way, what do you think their playoff record is on the road under Tomlin? Just to continue to talk about whether they need a home game.
2-5.
Yep.